Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Chav Ches. In the Mishnah on Chav Zayin and Beis at the bottom, the Mishnah tells us two things about Kol HaYotzei Min HaEitz. Number one, anything that's Yotzei Min HaEitz, you're not allowed to use for Nerushal Shabbos with the exception of Pishtan. And number two, anything that's Yotzei Min HaEitz is not going to be Metamei Tumas Olam except for Pishtan. Meaning, if you make an Ohel out of these items that are Yotzei Min HaEitz, and there's a mace underneath it, so it's like any other Ohel, it's like any other house, and it's not going to be, the Ohel itself is not going to become Tamei. So those are the two halachos about a Yotzei Min HaEitz. Once we're on that topic, the Gemara discusses if you have an Ohel that has underneath it a mace and Kalim, so we discussed the status of the Kalim that are under the Ohel, as well as the status of the Ohel itself. The Kalim under the Ohel are obviously Tamei, but Tumas Mace, and it doesn't really matter what the Ohel is made out of, as long as the Kalim and the Mace are underneath the same tent, the same covering, so the Kalim are going to become Tame with Tumas Mace. That's learned out from the Din of a Mitzara, that's Metame anything that's in the Ohel, and again, no difference by a Mitzara what the Ohel is made out of, so by Tumas Mace also makes no difference what the Ohel is made out of. But as far as the Tumah of the Ohel itself, that's only going to become Tame if it's made from the same minim that the Urios of the Mishkan were made out of. Ser Izim, which was the middle Uriya of the Mishkan, is learned out from Gzereshava Oel Oel from Tumas Meis. Tsemor Pishtim, which was the bottom Uriya of the Mishkan, is learned out from the fact that it's called Mishkan, and anything that's called Mishkan is called Ohel. And Or, anything that's made out of leather, like the upper Uriya of the Mishkan, and that's learned out from that's called Oel from the Hekish of the to the Uriya and Sais to the middle Uriya. Even though these Urios are Shizuros v'chutan kafel shisha, they're spun and they're six stranded threads from the Riboy of Ohel, we learn that Ohel Ames doesn't require all of those things that the Mishkan required, but any of the material that's used to create the Mishkan is also going to be an Ohel vis-a-vis Tumah, in that the Ohel itself will become Tameh. The Gemara moves on to discuss whether an Or Behema Tameah can become Tameh B'Tumas Ohel. What if you have Or? We said Or is one of those things that the Mishkan is made out of, and therefore is one of those things that can become Tameh when it is an Ohel over a mace. What if this Or is not from a kosher animal, but it's from a behemoth tameya? So the first shita is Rabbi Lazar's shita. Rabbi Lazar says, well, it all depends on what the tachash was. If the tachash was a behemoth tahora, so then an Or behemoth tahora is called an Ohel, but not an Or behemoth tameya, because they use the tachash in making the Mishkan. But if the tachash was Or behemoth tameya, was a behemoth tameya, then even Or behemoth tameya can be called an Ohel. Rav Yosef just points out that if that were really what the suffix depended on, it would be a no-brainer, because the tachash was definitely a behemah tahora, because Rav Yosef says we know there's a rule that anything that's from Alecha Shemayim can only come from a behemah tahora. So anything that they used for the making of the Mishkan had to come from a behemah tahora. So if it's as Rav Lazar says, dependent on the issue of whether the tachash was behemah tahora, it would be an open and shut case, because the tachash we know must be a behemah tahora, says Rav Yosef. Rava says, no, it doesn't depend on the issue of what the tachash was at all. Rather, an Or Behema Tumeya can become Tamei B'Tumas Ohel. How do I know that? We learn it from a Tzavashava between Negoim and Shratzim. Both Negoim and Shratzim are Metamei in Or Behema Tumeya. So too, when it comes to Tumas Ohel, Or Behema Tumeya has Tumas Ohel as well. The Gemara says, nah, that doesn't really work, because Negoim and Shratzim each have a Chumra that Ohel does not have. Negoim and Shratzim Marmatame bepachos mikazayis, negayim marmatame bekagris, and shrats marmatame bekadasha. Whereas Tumas Ohel is only bekazayis. So Rav Mi Barnish says it's a different limud entirely. Or behema tamei can become tamei as an Ohel. We learn it from a kal v'chomer of notza shalizim, that even though it can, notza shalizim cannot become tamei b'negayim, nevertheless can become tamei ba'ol ames. So or behema tamei, which can become tamei b'negayim, certainly can become tamei ba'ol ames. So at the end of the day, there are really three basic opinions. One opinion is in regards to the issue of whether or behema tamei can become tamei as an ohel ames. One opinion is that of Rav Lazar, that it all depends on what the tachash was. tells. The second opinion of Rava that it definitely can become tamei because it's learned from Tzad Shav of Negam and Shratzim. And the third opinion of Rava Mibarnish that it definitely can become tamei because it's learned from Kal Vachomer of Nilta Shalizim. Once we mentioned the Rav Yosef's idea that Lo Hushru L'Melech Shamayim El Behema Tahara Bulvad, the Gemara points out that that if you're not going to use it to teach us the din of Ohel, it must be teaching us some other din. So the Gemara says, what other din might it be teaching us? Maybe it's teaching us about the din of tefillin, that different parts of tefillin need to be made from a kosher animal. So the Gemara points out that the cloth that the tefillin is written on, you don't need any special limud. That says in the pasuk, "Mantia Torah Hashem beficha." So we learn that it has to be minamutter beficha, something that's mutter to eat. Yeah, from an animal, it's mutter to eat. You have to make the cloth for the or of the bottom of the tefillin. Also, it should be learned from the same minamutter beficha because "Mantia Torah Hashem beficha," because there's ksav of tefillin on the bottom as well. We put the shin on the batim. Maybe the hair that wraps the parshios should be behema tahara. That's halachal Moshe Misinai. Again, we wouldn't need any special comment of Rav Yosef. What about the gid that they tie, the batei atfilin? So that has to be behema tahara. That's also halachal Moshe Misinai. What about the ritzuos of the tefillin? The ritzuos that they can only be made from or behema tahara is not halachal Moshe Misinai. Maybe that's where we learn, that's what the application of Rav Yosef's rule is, that the ritzuos have to be from a kosher animal. Don't we know ritzuos is halachal Moshe Misinai? No, just the fact that ritzuos have to be black is halachal Moshe Misinai, but not the fact that it has to be from Behema Torah. Prior to the Mishnah, the Gemara just finishes off the conversation about the Tachash. The Tachash in the days of Moshe, was it a Behema? Was it a Chaya? Was it kosher? Was it not kosher? So the Gemara says it was a Bria B'fnei Atzma, it was its own unique kind of animal. It had one horn in the middle of its head like a unicorn, and it was only available to Moshe Rabbeinu for a period of time to make the kisoy of the Mishkan, but then it disappeared and we never saw it again, and it definitely was a kosher animal, but the Chacham don't know whether it was a Chaya or a Behemoth. The Chacham were never able to be Machriya on that question. That is the basic review of Shabbos Daf Chaf Ches.